and welcome to Intellectually Shallow, overanalyzing the mundane for not more than 18 episodes.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Say hi to Renee.
Hey, guys!
Hi, Renee.
And we have a, that sultry voice was Becky Bottoms from the Atomic Trash Burlesque Troupe. So she's here in studio today. She's our first, well, really, this is our second in studio guest, but hopefully this one will actually make it to the internet.
Technically, it's our third.
What's number three? Oh. Nasra?
Technically. I mean, if we're going to...
She didn't talk.
But she was here.
She did not talk.
Doesn't you matter. She was an in-studio guest. We mentioned her and we said she wasn't going to be on it. That doesn't mean she doesn't count. She was here. She counts. So you are our third.
I'm honored.
Unless you have a mic and you talk, you are not a guest. You are a visitor. You're a member of our studio audience.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, we have this big studio audience here in my living room.
Do you give out free hams?
No.
Free hams?
I'm not Oprah. I don't give cars away. So don't invite all your friends.
I wish.
Okay. You know, I worked all day Sunday, or most of the day Sunday, and Saturday night. But here is a, you know, you live in the 21st century, right? Basically, I woke up Sunday morning. I was so busy working, I did not have time to get dressed. That is a 21st century problem.
You did not have time to get dressed?
Correct.
And so what did you spend your day in?
Working on the computer.
But what did you
wear?
Oh,
like you didn't get up, you stayed in your pajamas.
I was in my pajamas and a robe.
Okay, I see what you mean.
That is a 21st century problem. Like if I'd told my grandpa that, he would have said, why the fuck weren't you wearing clothes?
No, I have to agree with you on that one.
You know? That's about the 18th century. People didn't wear their pajamas in the 18th century. They might have worn pajamas on the street and called them clothes. Nah, not really. But, you know.
There would have at least been an overcoat.
Yes, an overcoat. Pajama. With like a frilly shirt and a powdered wig.
Long johns for Ben.
Yes.
And stockings.
Yeah. No.
Stockings for men.
Not
I did not wear stockings on Sunday, just so you guys know for the record.
With little sock garters.
Sock garters.
Oh, my. Oh, wow.
So, we're going to ask a. So, burlesque. How did you get started in burlesque? Becky
Bottoms.
I'm not going to give away
Don't
your
let
secret,
my secret identity.
Identity
out.
Don't give it away.
So, how did I get into this?
Yes.
I was already performing as a kind of a sideshow style performance art dancer.
Okay.
With Mink Diamonds.
I see.
Oh, and we had been go-go dancing actually for a band for a while. For about a year, we'd been go-go dancing. And then decided to form Atomic Trash, which was not a burlesque group to start with.
No.
It was a dance performance art group.
Oh, wonderful.
And so we started doing the burlesque thing because then people would actually come to the show.
Okay.
Amazing what happens when you take your clothes off.
Hey, go figure. When you're hot and you want to take your clothes off, go figure people show up.
Well,
exactly. And they pay a heck of a lot more to get in the door.
Yeah, exactly.
This is true.
Exactly.
This is true. You know, there's four kinds of naked. Really?
We talked about this.
Yep.
Four kinds of naked. Naked one, you're hot and people pay you to take off your clothes.
Yep.
Naked two, you just want to be naked and free, like nudists.
Mm-hmm.
Naked three, you take off your clothes just to say fuck you to the world. Like streaking. Like, hey, look at me, I'm naked, I'm ugly as shit.
It's a fine line between that and the nudist, don't you think?
No, the nudists is they're not there to show off to other people. They're there just to be out in the woods naked.
Oh, okay. They could be alone.
It's about me. I am a nudist.
It's about being.
I love nudity.
It's about not being confined by your clothes
and my home. You know, things like that. I'm not out to show anybody, but in my house, yes, it is the nakedness.
Okay. Somebody out on the street streaking. That's definitely for attention. You do not remember streaking the whole shtick.
The song.
Yes.
Wait, what song? Whoa.
There's a song called The Streak.
Oh, is that what
we talked about?
Yes. I had to find it.
Look at it.
Really yes, no, corny. I found it. That's right. I remember now.
It was a corny 70s song, but they had those little novelty songs.
As a kid, I thought that was the funniest song.
Oh, yeah. every kid thought that was hilarious. Look at that.
Woo, there we go. videos.
Oh my gosh.
He's not wearing any clothes.
But, wait, I think they had a country accent, not a British accent.
That's sort of a Philly / Tennessee accent.
And the fourth naked is.
The fourth naked is. I am too crazy to wear clothes. Like, I am so motherfucking insane. I am unable to wear clothes.
Clothes jump off.
What
my
was
body.
Our story last week that went? Oh, on the plane. We had a story last week
about this guy on a plane in Iberia.
Who got naked.
Just got naked. Got up, went, took his clothes off, went and went crazy, into the bathroom.
Went nuts. So that was our fourth nakedness.
That's the fourth naked.
That's definitely it.
I'm too crazy for my damn clothes.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And,
oh, wow.
So back to Becky. Question. This is probably pretty, you know, this, I don't know, hopefully, okay. This people
like
who,
personal.
People who listen to the show necessarily don't understand. What is the difference between dancing at the Gentleman's Club and burlesque?
Well, dancing at the Gentleman's Club is more about the gyration of the hips and all while you're completely naked. You're already naked.
Yes.
And it's about how you bump and grind and do splits and back bends and, you know, that type of thing.
Yes.
catch a few.
And show off your goodies.
Show off your goodies.
Show off your goodies.
Catch your cash and your G-string. And your cleavage, you know. Whereas burlesque is less of a hands-on experience for the audience and is more of a starting with a lot of clothing and ending with very little. Mm. But the time that you're in the very little clothing is not nearly as long as the classic strip from a Gentleman's Club.
And it's also not the center focus of...
In fact, I think strippers at a Gentleman's Club don't really start with clothes. They start with like a bikini.
Yes. They start with very little attire to begin with, to be very little more. So,
you know what? I have a little theory of mine, or a little analogy. Stripping is burlesque's slutty cousin who was molested as a child.
Oh, jeez.
And likes attention from men a little too much.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Matt. Because burlesque came first, actually.
You know,
that was like Gypsy Rose Lee and all that stuff.
That's true.
You know, and basically, you know what stripping is? It's mostly trying to get attention from men and parting with their money. That's really it.
Or could stripping be the conservative youth group attending cousin of the prostitute?
Oh, wow.
Doesn't fall off the tongue nearly as well as
It doesn't fall off the tongue nearly as well, but I think
like
it might be a better explanation. I worked at Platinum for a few years as a bar, as a waitress. Yes. So I think I like your explanation. I like yours. Hmm. Yeah. Right. That about covers not all of them, but some of them.
Because you're taking your clothes off with the intention of the arousal. Well, I guess that's what burlesque is, too.
Yeah, well,
the arousal of, like, a particular gentleman in your sights versus, like, I don't know. It's different.
You know. Because...
It is a different experience altogether.
You know, a normal amount of sex appeal is a normal thing. It's nothing wrong with it.
No, not at all.
But, you know...
But when I look at burlesque, I think... Well, when I've seen burlesque, now you guys were my first show, and since then I've seen more, but when I look at or think of burlesque, I think dancers. I mean, I watch what you do, and what you're doing on stage is not what is being done with a pole. You're dancers. Most of you have a background, and it's very evident in what you do.
It is a performance. Burlesque is a performance.
Absolutely.
You know, stripping is a... I don't know.
I do believe that stripping is a performance.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
It would be right. You're right.
Just, they're both.
Because actually, I personally, a cat about to.
It was just totally distracted by your cat. She never gets up there. Sorry.
About to jump out the window. But I believe that burlesque is more of an activity that's like meant to be like a comic relief type of event. It's sexy, but it's comedy, and it's so you laugh and whatever. Whereas, you know, stripping has its place.
It's there too.
Absolutely,
but it's definitely
a different kind of performance.
Yes,
absolutely, a different kind of performance.
And it's there to part guys with their cash.
Some people do it very well. Yes. Some people are better performers at stripping.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
The number one task of Florida. Of stripping.
Have you been to Florida?
Or exotic dancing, if you talk to a stripper.
Exotic dancing.
If you talk to a stripper, it's exotic dancing. Is to part men with their money, no matter what it takes.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the job.
Yeah, I mean.
Burlesque, not so much.
You know.
You like to get money, but.
I think that's true. But I do think there was a time when burlesque had more money involved.
I think there was.
So. And I personally have been trying to figure out how the hell we bring that back.
Hey, I will help you with that.
This ain't free. Life ain't free.
You know, when I can get my podcast to make money, I'll tell you how to make money with burlesque. Make you deal.
All right.
Okay.
If I figure out how to make money with burlesque, I'll pass on that tip to you.
Yes.
Yes. Work it out.
You know.
Work it out, Matt.
Trade notes.
Okay. So.
Where are we starting?
We can cover a story.
Okay.
Okay. There's a overhead bin. Underwear traveler apparently gets around. This is an MSNBC. Underwear traveler apparently gets around. It seems that the mystery man flies. Recently allowed to fly on a U.S. Airways flight wearing little but women's underwear. Has been spotted at numerous airports around the country in a variety of similarly skimpy outfits. Late yesterday, readers sent MSNBC.com more photos of the flashy flyer and pointed out videos of him that have been posted on YouTube. The San Francisco Chronicle also published an interview with the photogenic passenger on the condition that it not publish his name. Turns out he's a business consultant who flies as a preferred customer on U.S. Airways and often dresses in female clothing to make business travel more fun. It has never been my intent to put people in a situation where they feel uncomfortable, the man told the Chronicle during a phone interview. I try to respect other people's opinions as long as my dress is not indecent from a legal perspective, and so as long as the airline does not object, I have the right to wear what I wear, and others have the right to wear what they want to wear. The man told the Chronicle that he thought his fellow flyers' photos were for personal use, not public distribution. Jessica Velarde took a photo of what appeared to be the same man, this time in pink underwear, on May 20th at the Los Angeles International Airport. I wouldn't let the kids in my party look his way, she said. Another reader, who asked to remain anonymous, spotted a similar-looking fellow at the Baltimore Airport on October 29th, 2010, while he was waiting to board an AirTran flight. I thought at the time it may be just a Halloween weekend gag. Guess I was wrong, the reader said. And Sam Stecker spotted the man in Phoenix just before Christmas. No way I was missing this, so I yelled at him on my way up the escalator and he waved to us. The San Francisco Chronicle first published a photo of the underwear traveler on Tuesday. The picture was provided by Jill Tarlow, who told the newspaper that she flew with the man on the same June 9th U.S. Airways flight from Fort Lauderdale, Florida to Phoenix. Tarlow said passengers had complained to airline workers before the flight, but their complaints were ignored. U.S. Airways spokesman Valerie Wunder told MSNBC.com, as long as you're covered, you can fly. In that picture, the man is covered. A little unorthodox, but covered. The story surfaced after a college student was removed from a U.S. Airways flight and arrested at San Francisco Airport on June 16th for not pulling up his saggy pants. Wunder told MSNBC.com that the University of New Mexico football player Deshaun Marmon's arrest was not a matter of baggy pants. It was him a matter of not complying with crew instructions. So, the funny thing, but really, have you flown lately? this guy is dressed relatively well.
Yeah.
Have you been on a plane? Women wear the ugliest sweatpants. They dress like they're laying in bed.
Are you kidding me? That's exactly how I travel. Sweatpants and a t-shirt, homie. And then right before I get to my flight, I go into the bathroom and I change myself up and we're good. But beyond that, no, it's sweatpants.
You know, and guys are almost as bad. But not that much. But guys, we have like our uniform and we don't change. That's us guys. We don't like, you know.
I don't mind changing.
You know, we just wear what we wear, and that's it. You know, most of the times because we got laid when we were 25. That's pretty much how most guys dress.
You've been wearing the same wardrobe since then because it worked for you.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of guys are like that, trust me. You see some 40-something guy dressed like, you know, dressed like 1970. That's exactly the deal.
That's the last time he got laid.
That's the last time he got laid on a regular basis.
Found something that worked, and he's sticking with it.
That's okay.
That's pretty much it.
I figure that's a good system, right?
Yep. You know, I wonder if this guy got laid in this outfit. I bet you did.
I bet he gets laid all the time. I bet you he gets laid all the time.
I like this little pink polka dot outfit with the...
I like the black and white better.
The corset look.
I really
nice.
Do.
You like the black and white with the stockings, with the checkered stockings?
We have two pictures here, and there's one of him in a pair of fuchsia panties, like a pair of boycott shorts, and a little itty-bitty tank top with white on it, and a garter belt with black... really nice legs. Yeah. He's got really nice legs.
You know, there's some irony in calling them boycott shorts.
But the nice thing is that nothing is hanging out. Yep. He's not, I mean, there's no gut.
He's got it tucked back.
He's got that thing amazingly well tucked.
Everything is tucked well.
He's got a little bit of a gut, but not out of line for a guy his age. He's
For a guy his age, he is prancing around in a pair of panties and a tube top, basically, and he looks okay.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now.
Mm-hmm. However, I will say, if I was to board a plane like that, I would feel like I was in my lingerie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I would feel like, oh, I'm boarding the plane in my
lingerie. In my underwear. I'm in my underwear.
I don't think it would be that different if a guy boarded a plane in his lingerie.
He probably feels that way.
He's in his... Yeah. I mean, hey... It
but do you think, I guess, I mean, if a woman boarded a plane in lingerie, they would probably tell her to put something on, too. I'm pretty sure.
I don't
know. Don't you think? Like, somebody would be rude to her.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't think people are actually super nice to him, either.
No.
But I think it's so shocking that people just don't know what to
say. Yeah.
People know how to be rude to, like, slutty-looking girls.
That's easy.
That's easy.
Because you feel superior to them.
Yes.
I mean, really. But this, I don't know. I mean, I don't think I'd be completely shocked with it.
But you would just, like, pretend you didn't see it or take a picture.
Oh, I totally would say something. Oh, I totally would.
I would say
it. Totally my nature. I'd be like, boo.
I would actually probably compliment him on something.
Absolutely. I would totally be like, boo, work it out. Work it out. If I walked to him in that outfit, the black and white, I would totally be like, work it out. Absolutely. Because I don't know if he... I don't know what his history is, but he looks good.
He doesn't do too horrible.
No.
You know.
It works. I like it.
But I think most people that would really be super offended are just so stunned that don't know just what to think. Just like,
right.
Huh?
People that have their children, everyone's always worried about their children seeing something.
Protect
the kids,
children.
I'm sure, are not shocked by that. No. They probably don't even pay attention.
No.
You know. It's odd, and they look away.
Yeah, not this generation.
And if you actually point it out, they'll be like, hey, that's cool. If you just pretend like it doesn't happen, it might be okay.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Love it.
Hmm.
It was a good one. It was a good one, Matt. I like
that. That was a good one,
yep. Okay, well...
What else you got?
What else I got here? Actually, let's cover this one.
Which one?
Inquiry launched into India's chewing gum spy claim. Dr. Manmohan Singh ordered the inquiry after Finance Minister Pranab Mukherjee. I can't pronounce the Indian name. Sometimes I'm okay with it, but not always. I think it's Mukherjee. Effectively, his deputy prime minister complained of a serious security breach and possible surveillance operation after the discovery of planted adhesives at 16 points at his office and those of some of his aides. Officials from the Intelligence Bureau were drafted in to establish whether the planted adhesives were carefully placed to hold surveillance devices or simply discarded pieces of bubblegum furtively pressed under the desks of senior officials by careless peons or office cleaners. The targets appear to be Mr. Mukherjee, his advisor, private secretary in conference rooms in the North Block, the government's secretariat, which houses the finance and home ministry, which polices terrorism. The finance minister initially called in counter-surveillance experts to sweep the building, but later sought the involvement of intelligence specialists. But the two agencies came to different conclusions, told the Indian Express. The counter-surveillance team, sounds very dangerous, which worked alongside tax officials, concluded that the squashed adhesive gums had been placed so strategically that it must have been part of a plot. They found grooves, which suggested the gum had held the vices, which had been later removed. Bum, bum, bum.
Oh my gosh.
They rejected the intelligence officials' conclusion that it had been simply low-level staff discarding their chewing gum because they argued no employee would ever dare stick it on a minister's desk. In the panic caused by Bubblegum Gate, the country's national security advisor and the director of revenue intelligence were also drafted into the inquiry. Yesterday, the finance minister conceded nothing sinister had happened. In respect of the news report about the bugging in my office, Intelligence Bureau investigated into it, and they found there is nothing, Mr. Mukherjee told a press conference. India's former chief of counterterrorism intelligence, B. Raman, said it had been a plot that had been the most audacious in recent history. Bugging is not very common. In fact, this is the first incident in India so far, but does not mean these things do not happen here. It's only that they get detected when we get to know about the act, otherwise they succeed in taking away the information and remain unknown. It is quite possible that some people, after chewing gums, might have pasted it under the table. We often see this. Instead of dumping the chewing gum in dustbins, they stick it under tables and chairs, but nothing can be ruled out.
I'm not even gonna comment. National emergency.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. They'll probably pass a law against like chewing gum in government buildings, and they'll be like wanting people and checking their bags for chewing gum and not letting bring them in, you know, because that's the way all governments work. Mm. So
more wasted money somewhere in someone's government.
their wasted money is our entertainment. My personal favorite is the counter surveillance team. Which worked alongside tax officials, right? You know, that they have very need, you know, tax officials. They have to have surveillance of tax officials.
And they're watching people who are chewing gum to see what they might do.
Concluded the squashed adhesive gums had been placed so strategically that it must have been part of a plot.
Right.
They found grooves which suggest the gum had held devices which had been later removed.
Hmm.
You know, there's a little more technical sophistication to surveillance than sticking things up with a gum. Even in India. There's a lot of computer people in India.
Speaking of India, I happened to be watching I don't even remember what the show was. It was like a Taboo or something. And it was people in India that are very adamant about their religion, and they feel that by contorting their bodies or doing these, like one gentleman had held one arm in the air for 20 plus years, and the arm had withered, so there was no muscle, and the fingers were all contorted, and the fingernails were like, you know, curled and twisted and long. But he kept the arm in the air. Of course, now he probably couldn't even take his arm down.
Oh yeah.
and so there was another gentleman that contorted his penis by stretching it as long as he could. And then he wrapped it around a pole. So the pole was like horizontal across the front of him. He wrapped it around the pole. But then he twisted the pole and put it between his legs and then put it horizontal behind him. And he proceeded to do like squats while the penis was tied up with the pole. And it was pulled behind him. And apparently that he feels enlightened. I think he was a full-on shaman.
Wow.
But that was one of
he would be a shaman after that scale.
Oh my!
You are
officially
a shaman now.
Yes.
After you wrapped your penis around a pole
and twisted it behind your back.
Yeah, yes. and then proceeded to do squats.
Yep, with your penis.
Oh my gosh!
Quite amazing. Quite amazing.
But, that's pretty funny. That's pretty good. But I'm thinking back to this counter surveillance team. You know, you can imagine. You know what these people are? This is like the government employees, right? The people that work in the government are like, this guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
There is no surveillance here. It's just chewing gum.
His ego.
You know? But this counter-surveillance team was probably a contractor paid by the guy who was worried about being surveilled. So they probably paid him like 10 times what a government employee makes to like say that there was a problem.
That's true.
This happens in businesses all the time, trust me. You know. So I'm like, these guys, they're making bank on telling people what they want to hear.
Idiot. On some dude being an idiot.
Okay. One thing I have, you know, I've been doing a little spying. I've been doing a little homework on atomic trash.
Oh, no.
Oh, snap.
I've been doing some homework.
Oh, snap.
Okay. And I found out, I was very privy to a meeting with you and Chrissy, figuring out why you guys called, going through like a brain dump on what to call your burlesque troupe. Mm. Right? You know, atomic trash. I was a couple ideas I heard. Nuclear waste sounds like a bad cocktail in a frat bar. Heavy water. Fat guys taking off their clothes was done by the Full Monty already. You know, another one was spent uranium. Sounds too much like a 40-something single mom with three kids with different fathers looking for a husband on Match.com.
Where did you find this?
Little investigative reporting. You know, I have sources. I will not reveal my sources. So, you know, that's I got, I'm not revealing my sources.
I'm supposed to be watching you now, Martinez.
A good journalist does not reveal his sources. I'm not really a journalist, but close enough.
It'll do. That'll do.
Okay. Okay. So, we have another article here.
Oh. What are we doing, the dog or the...
We are doing the guy in the standoff, his Facebook page, during a 16-hour standoff.
Oh, my gosh.
During an overnight standoff with police at his hotel, Jason Valdez did what anyone does when they've got time to kill. He updated his Facebook pictures, with pictures of his hostage. Armed with a gun and a smartphone, 36-year-old Valdez held a woman hostage for 16 hours at an Ogden, Utah motel while SWAT teams waited outside. His first standoff status update read, "I'm currently in a standoff with the shady-ass niggas from old kinda ugly, but ready for whatever. I love you guys, and if I don't make it out of here alive, I'm in a better place, and you're all great friends." And then some Paul Martinez likes this.
I just want to point out that the Martinez is the real, the last name here. Just going to point out Martinez.
We do not, let me tell you something. I do not talk about my last name here.
Oh.
On the show.
Oh.
And I'll tell you why.
Do tell.
The reason why, you know, most people know, and it's not a super secret. My boss knows I do this show and everybody knows the show. But if I go look for another job in my industry, I don't want some HR person with a stick up the rear end searching my name and finding the show about things and taking what I say out of context. Mm. I'm still a little paranoid from when I was 20 something, and if I'd say something, it would take it out of context and everybody'd be mad at me.
That's wise.
Yes.
Well, you can black it out. I'll just say we'll just mention.
Especially because then you could get a stalker from some foreign country that might like.
I don't care about that. I'm not even worried about some foreign stalker. Please. Give me some PR. I can use the PR. Trust me. It's like, I wish, you know, one of my dreams at the show would be some religious person would announce how horrible my show is and how I'm a member of the Antichrist. It would be awesome. Mm-hmm. I would get more hits than you could possibly imagine if that would happen. So, you know, negative things like that don't bother me. Like, but I just don't want someone who unrelated, really doesn't matter, doesn't know me, search my name on the internet and this comes up. Mm. That's really all I really care about. You know, because it's not a big secret. Everybody who knows me knows my name. People that listen to the show are friends with me on Facebook. They know my last name. You know, but I don't attach really my last name to the show on a regular basis. So it's more of like
We did twice.
It's more security because Renee could not keep her flipping mouth shut.
I told you. I just talk. I don't even think about it. Whatever. You can't
keep your flipping mouth shut.
He'll take care of it.
Okay.
Bad. I forget. I forget because I don't hold things back. So I have no issues with it. And so I forget that other people do.
We have a guest and she has to show off.
No, I do it all the time when we're here alone. I forget. I say my last name or I say where I live or whatever. Because I forget that because I don't really think about that. I work for myself for the most part. So I don't have to worry about bosses. So I don't think about those things. I apologize.
Becky Bottoms is in the same boat.
Yes. Exactly. She gets it.
I use my name freely.
It's more of like you just kind of want to, you know, you just want somebody on the surface just to find you. And,
yeah.
You know, right. Someone knows you and they knows what you're about. That's fine. Mm-hmm. In another, he posted a picture of him and his hostage. Got a cute hostage, huh? A friend posted on Valdez's wall, warning him about a police gunner in the bushes and telling him to stay low. Valdez updates are still visible on his wall, though the standoff ended with a SWAT team storming the hotel room and Valdez shooting himself in the chest. The hostage, besides having a rather unflattering picture of her posted on Facebook, is fine. On Tuesday, he was in critical condition. Let's go look at his...
The man shot himself in the chest.
What are you looking at?
Oh, wow. Okay, let's go... Yeah, there's the link there.
Oh, on his wall?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Read it now.
I guess it must be taken down.
Security check.
Report. Maybe.
Well, just hit the view in full mode.
Yeah.
Because basically, we use this program called Read It Later. And what it does, it takes like web articles and sort of just distills it down to text and a few photos. Okay, it wasn't that much, so we don't have to do this. But you know,
sorry, I'm reading.
Nowadays, you don't have to watch on TV. You hear the hostage standoffs on Facebook.
Look on Facebook.
Wow. Okay, so somebody left something on here that's funny. I f the world because you're not on its side. We die but multiply. We are in his side forever. I love my true homie. He was always there for me. Now I'm here for him. Much love and respect to you, J-Dog. You're in my prayers. Oh, wow. Jason, I love you and miss you, homie. Bad. I think about you every day. These people are some disrespectful. Wow. Oh, it gets funny. Oh, my gosh. There's just all kinds of stuff posted on this guy's page now.
People are sick enough for him. Why did he take the hostage in the first place?
I don't know. I think it was like his girlfriend or somebody. Oh, didn't really say.
Really? Oh,
that's a typical reason why you take somebody hostage, because you're in love with them.
But of course.
Ignorant and unkind world mean nothing to him. Oh, his little sister got up and posted something, cursing out everybody else.
How come I'm not seeing it, and you are?
Because I am special?
Oh, maybe because I'm on info, not the wall. Okay, that's why.
My. Really, people? Really?
Facebook.
You know you're a class act when you type in all caps.
Hey. I always type in caps.
You know, it's like...
They have a feeling
everybody
you
types
that.
Like in caps.
I don't understand why everybody's leaving messages like he's still alive.
Oh, he's still alive. He's in a hospital critical condition.
Oh, he is still alive.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I got the impression that he was dead. Oh, no, he just shot himself in the chest. Gotcha. I didn't say he died.
No.
Okay, so he is still alive.
Oh, this is awesome. Renita Martinez.
Yeah.
That's probably his sister or aunt or something. Probably his sister. Fuck the world, because you're not on his side. We die multiple. We are in his side forever. I love my true homie. He was... always, with no A between W and Y, there for me, and now I'm there for him. Obviously, no apostrophe for the I'm, of course not. Much love and respect to you, J-Dog. You're in my prayers. He's got a lot of comments here.
Yeah, he's got a ton. There's like, another. She's like, hey, Jason, I'm praying for you. I hope you make the right decision. God is with you. Listen to him.
Was that
much
during
love.
The standoff?
I don't know.
No, this is all just his, you know.
Wait, here's his. Well, I was letting this girl go, but these dumb bastards made an attempt to come in after I told them not to. So I popped off a couple more shots, and now we're starting all over again, it seems. Dot, 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 dot.
yeah.
And there are 687 comments to that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
The guy's a popular dude on the Faces book.
Oh, wow. My goodness. Are you kidding me? The man has a hostage and people are talking to him.
Like it's nothing.
Are you kidding me?
And they're defending him.
Oh, yeah.
While it's all going on. Like, oh, I love you.
This is probably not even while it's going on. I think it's probably like even after.
Or even after.
He's got his phone number on there. Maybe we should call it. Yeah. It's like, come on. Don't these people know anything about Facebook security? He's got his phone number.
Do you care about
your... Well, that's how people pick up
and if I was, and if these I was, days. And if I was actually... if I was, you know, I used to be lined up to make calls. And if I was lined up to make calls, we'd definitely be calling this guy.
Oh, my gosh. This is awful. It just keeps on going.
Can you imagine, like, every freaking cheesy-ass journalism in the journalist in the planet would...
I'm literally... random. These people are just people who are... I'm on his page, and that last comment that I just read, I'm just going back to the previous comments that are left for it because I want to see how it starts and where it goes. And it's just... It's incredible how many people left comments on this dude's page. Like,
yeah,
687.
The guy does not know how to set Facebook security. That's for damn sure. Maybe that's he's a detention whore. Okay.
Well,
Marissa did say something about Jason and asked the questions: do you think Jason is cute? Is Jason a reliable person? Do you think Jason is a good athlete? It's like you'll see those stupid Facebook quizzes. do you think Jason is cute? Is Jason a reliable person? Reliable in a police standoff. The best man to have in a police standoff if you're being held hostage. My personal, you know, I'm like, you know, people that type in all caps.
I guess you should say we're holding this page hostage.
What? Where's this?
Oh, it's on his page. It's in the comments. I'm just like, I finally got to the beginning. The first person who left a comment is Esther Osorio. This is not a game. Just let her go. And then 26 people liked that. And then the next comment is from a girl named Brittany Navarro. You are crazy, cuz. They're getting ready. Expect the unexpected. Love ya. Three people commented on that as they liked it. Are you kidding me?
You know, it's one thing if you type in all caps. When you're like writing a text message to somebody or even Facebook.
Come out unharmed, please, for you and your family and your babies. Please, Jason, we all love you. Praying you come out in good health. Oh my! If this were my brother, I'm sorry. If this were my brother, I would be like, look, homie, you do you. I have no idea who you are. You are cut off. You are cut off. Yes, I would be praying for you. Absolutely. I would be praying for you, and you are cut off.
Some people live some pretty crazy lifestyles.
Oh, my gosh.
Because what brings a man to take a person hostage and then shoot his own self in the chest?
Yeah.
Which is kind of a cop-out because...
If he thought he was going to die, which I'm sure he assumed.
He'd shoot himself in the head.
Of course.
Here's
I want the man to die.
But here's my favorite
post. The whole situation is terrible.
What's your favorite post?
You want to sit there and talk about being racist. What's racist is bitches like you always complain about everything, why we do. Guys, just shut the fuck and quit worrying about us and worry about your own fucking fucked up drug addict, no good. Seymour.
Where did I miss? What?
No good moms that have no respect for themselves. You sound like a bitch trying to talk all fucking proper, bitch. Please shut the fuck up. Go worry about... Get the pic up on your profile so I can see what a pathetic little bitch your mom raised, you fucking punk.
Oh, wait. I like this one from Kirk Howard.
So is that... So that leads me to believe that this is definitely a relationship, like a domestic violence.
Yeah. Well, this is just some guy posting. I don't know. Rachel.
Right.
Yeah, just some woman posting being a turd. There's a bunch of comments, but here's another... Here's a response. At Rachel. I'm not American or racist or anything, but you sound pathetic. Stop swearing and maybe people will see you in a different light. like your grandma. Geez. You quit swearing, your people might like you more.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Don't wish to let nobody.
Here's a response from Rachel. John, you, of course, no, it's you, not Y-O-U, naturally. Don't worry about me. I'm a grown-ass woman. Shit, not even my dad tells me what to do. This chick is probably prime, for like, she's probably a little older now, but when she's probably like 13, she's probably like on the, it was on like Maury Povich or something, screaming at the audience, "You don't know, you're not the boss of me, you don't know me," stomping around and quitting, and her mom was crying about how horrible of a girl she was. Which, seriously, your mom is still one fucked up bitch. You know, when your kid's that messed up, you know,
you had to contribute.
Absolutely.
You have a little contribution there, lady. You are not the victim. Well, a little bit of a victim, but you know.
She might be a victim in some sense, but you were the cause of whatever that is.
Yeah. Because you were that little skank 25 years ago, and you got knocked up by some douchebag, and now you're perpetuating the cycle.
Okay. Somebody named Slobodan left a message that said, "Can't wait to meet you in person, D-bag, dot, dot, the devil." How terrible.
Here's another one. A response to one of Rachel's posts, but I didn't see the other one. To that moron Rachel saying, "What about our people shooting up schools? I don't know about you, but no one I would associate with would drop to a level as low as that.
Wow.
Drug use slash sales included. It has nothing to do with racism. I don't care what nationality that guy is. He's, of course, no apostrophe, stupid regardless. He's obviously made retarded decisions his whole life, and now he has to pay for them." You know.
Do you actually punctuate as much as you comment on?
Oh, I do.
Do you really?
Especially on Facebook. Like, if I'm putting, you know, I do, I mean, I'm not a grammar Nazi. And most of the time, like, text messages or quick emails or something like that, not that picky. My pet peeve is someone types their dating profile like they're texting.
Their dating profile?
Yes, they exist. You know, they're like, that you are, instead, you are the letter U, the letter R, instead right. of you are or you're, you know, like if you're going to put a dating profile, you're putting your best foot out there. You're not sending a text to your homies, bitch. And I'm talking women in their 40s, for Christ's sake. We're not talking about teenagers. Seriously.
This is a dating profile on Facebook?
No. Like Matchbox. Or just like Plenty of Fish.
Okay, but okay.
Plenty of Fish is a good one because it's free. or like Match.com or something like that.
It's true. You have to use proper English then.
At least, you know, it's okay to have a few typos or grammatical error now
and
again. I've gotten
very casual with my apostrophes, though, I must say.
You know.
And I do type all in caps frequently. I still take offense to that.
That's like a... What are you like the old school?
Because I'm very excited.
What's it like? What are you like the old school teletype? You know, like those old school teletypes because they didn't have like, you know, punctuation in the teletype, so everything was caps. Like, Dewey beats Truman, stop. Every sentence was stop. Like, you know.
Yes.
Atomic trash performs its strut. Stop.
Stop. Saturday, blah, blah, blah.
Stop. Stop. Very exciting,
you know. Yes. So now, if you type a caption, every sentence with the word "stop,"
so she likes
like a teletype,
and I do end most sentences with the exclamation point.
Oh,
you know,
look at that,
because it's muy importante.
Hey, I like accents.
And here's one. You know, this is the guy that held up a woman hostage, and I've updated the situation. I like live updated all one word. I think that he just missed the space. I'm not going to meet him on that one. The situation on Facebook. He was in the news and shit.
Yes. And?
Actually, I say that all the time. I always punctuate sentences with "and shit."
And shit.
It's my personal fate. It's a personal tick. It's like Tourette's. I need medication. Let's see. Oh, Jack Farmer, this guy. He might as well have just sat in a tub of ice water and slit his wrist with a spoon. The guy has a lot of heartfelt emotions he needed to let out. Instead of getting it off his chest, I think he should have tried to clear his mind. Instead of taking a chick hostage and shooting it to cops. Never a good idea.
Wow. I'm sorry. I'm just literally, I've been sitting here the whole time just going through these comments.
Oh, the comments are better than the actual thing.
Well, it is because people aren't, I mean, they're talking about him, but they're not. They're like starting their own conversations. Oh, yeah, they're making fun of each other and each other's comments. They're like, they're going at each other. Somebody was just, it's hilarious. Oh, yeah. This guy, Jeremy Zerfus, he is everywhere. Oh my goodness. And this Slobodan dude. They've just been like going at each other for a while.
You know.
Oh my goodness.
People don't have anything better to do.
Apparently. I don't understand.
It took a long time. This whole Facebook profile like took a whole life on its own.
I mean, he stopped. At this point, he's been caught and all of it has happened. I mean, that happened like
pages ago.
Here. Like,
these are all on Friday.
I think like the first few comments are from the actual event, and then the next 670 are after the fact, and people are having their own conversations about this dude and making their own conversation. And then every so often, there's a family member that's like, "You don't know him." And then somebody makes a comment about them. It's, oh my gosh, this is just too much. I'm glad I don't have a Facebook.
This Rachel chick, she's awesome.
Is Rachel? Is she toward the end?
She said, like, you have to hit the previous comments.
I've got all of them.
Well, it's like at the one.
I've been at the beginning, like literally when
the one. It was one where it's the post where she says, "Well, I was letting this girl go, but these dumb bastards made an attempt to come."
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Okay, there's this Rachel chick.
Where?
Rachel Samo. It's like, I don't know, three quarters like through.
Good luck.
Crap.
Rachel.
Okay.
Man, there's just so many people before
her. Here's one. "I didn't know Jason, but since all this happened, we were at the scene, and I think it's pretty fucked up how all you punk-ass white people are running your lip shit, and what about your people shooting up schools and shit-fucking idiots? You run your mouth. How but guarantee. Wouldn't have the fucking balls to step up to him." Another one from Rachel. "And why don't you worry about your own people, and you guys are just as bad before you worry about ours?"
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
"Like I said, I didn't know Jason, but it's pretty fucked of these comments. All you bitches are leaving having some fucking respect, because that is one thing us Mexicans have that you punks don't, is respect."
Yes, here she is.
So that was Rachel.
Let me tell you something about respect.
Here she comes.
People that demand respect
don't really
usually don't probably don't get any.
And or deserve it. Oh, Rachel.
Here's another one. Dulos.
"I'm a grown ass woman. Shit, not even my dad tells me what to do."
You can't tell me what to do. You're not the boss of me.
Oh my gosh. That reminds me of my sister. She would say something like that. "I'm a grown ass woman."
Here's a great one. This is like the response from this Dulos Day. "Rachel, spoken like a true worthless racist. Get out of my country. We accept everyone here except for bigots like you." Here's another one from him. "And Rachel, judging by your profile pic, you probably sleep with any Mexican douche that comes along spreading your disease. Put some clothes on, you pathetic tramp. You're not impressing anyone. You're defending a man that beats women in front of her children. You're really classy asset to this country." Another one, same guy. "You Mexicans have respect. LOL. I'm assuming you can consider drug trafficking, domestic abuse, and welfare fraud to be respectful. Keep making babies, and I'll keep planning for them with my taxes, bitch."
Oh, my gosh.
Of course, Dulos doesn't show his face.
No, of course not.
Of course not.
Which is a bit of a cop-out.
So then her response to Dulos is? Like I said, you wouldn't have the balls to step up, bitch. You don't know me. Yeah, we may traffic drugs, shit, but it's your people buying from us. So we make our bid. And as long as my food stamps is coming out of your taxes, I'm good. Shit, you just make sure you keep paying so I don't lose my benefits. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, yeah. And don't worry. I'm going on my third baby. And another thing, a tramp is someone who sleeps around like your bitches do. You want to sit there and talk about being racist. What's racist is bitches like you always complaining about everything we do. Why do you guys just shut the F and quit worrying about us and worrying about your own F and effed up drug addict and no good moms that have no respect for themselves. You sound like a bitch trying to talk all effing proper. Oh, it just, wow. I can't
bitch,
even.
Can you shut the fuck up?
Bitch,
go
proper
worry
bitch.
About getting a pickup on your profile so I can see what a pathetic little bitch your mom raised you to.
You fucking punk. I read these.
This is awful. And I apologize for the cursing because I never curse, but I couldn't like get around it.
It's a quote.
I know it's a quote, but I don't curse. And it just, I couldn't get around it. Like, but oh my goodness. You got nervous.
I like this one. Yeah. Quit worrying about us and worrying about your own fucking fucked up drug addict, no good moms that have no respect for themselves. You sound like a bitch trying to talk all fucking proper, bitch. Please shut the fuck up. Go worry about getting a pickup on your profile so I can see what a pathetic little bitch your mom raised. You fucking punk. Let's go to this Rachel's profile.
We I was going
to
say, we got to check her out.
Okay.
She lives in Ogden, Utah. She's got some cleavage. That's for sure.
She's got some cleavage. Let's see. Oh, wow. Okay.
Her favorite quotation. Just be real. Don't be fake. Either people can accept you for who you are. Or they can kick rocks, because I'm a real-ass bitch, and I ain't nothing to hide.
They can kick rocks.
What the fuck is kicking rocks?
I don't know.
Here. Activities of interest. My name is Rachel. Mrs. Motherfucking Samo. Samino. Okay. I hate drama, so if you're drama, bounce off my page. Got to look at the more, of course.
My.
The fucking party don't start until me and my homies walk in. Oh, that's it's an interest group, actually. Oh, well. I want to see how, you know, I'm almost thinking, like, this is almost like
trolling. Homegirl and I are going through
I've been thinking this one's, like, freaking trolling.
What do you mean? What?
Like, picking people up?
Like, they're trolling. You know what trolling is?
I don't.
Trolling is where you say something crazy just to get a response.
Oh. Yeah.
That's trolling. That's like internet talk. Like, if you go to on a forum and something and say, you go to the, like, if you had a forum for Atomic Trash, for example, and I said, you fuck-ass Atomic Trash sluts, all you do is take off your clothes for money, you whores.
That's trolling.
That would be considered trolling.
You're looking for
a response. You're looking for a response. Okay, you say something intentionally inflammatory. You don't necessarily believe it. You just say it to get somebody's going.
Gotcha.
Okay. Is there a nice form of trolling? Because it sounds like you could troll and have it be
I'm just saying the extreme
not as
case.
Inflammatory.
I'm just saying the extreme case just to highlight the
example. I was going to say, I think I troll all the time. I'm always trying to think of something that sounds more interesting than my real life.
But trolling
people comment on it.
Something tells me your life isn't boring. I don't know. I feel like you're too much of a personality for
my
your
most
life
frequent
to be
ideas for a post. Is I'll sit in front of the computer and be like, "Well, what am I going to say?" It's like, what does it say when you go to like? It's like, what's happening now?
Yes. Like what's that. On I'm your
like,
mind?
What's on my mind? So I'll sit there.
Well, here's something you imagine this woman could do. Got to work every day now. No days off for a few months. This sucks. Damn, and I got court on Wednesday. Me and my bro Bugs have court. I could imagine this woman going to court quite a bit. Very familiar with the criminal justice system.
Wow. I guess yes, my generation is the generation of like technology and yada yada, and this is the stuff we do, but really? This is a little bit much for me. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's not very much that shocks me. But this man literally went through all of this on his Facebook like it was okay. Like, it was acceptable. I think that's the part that kills me about this.
But there's no real legal reason that it's not.
And that's the thing is the media can take it and just run with it.
Well, let's put it this way. Used to be... Someone actually had to give you a microphone before you had a voice.
Yeah.
Now you can just post it yourself on your Facebook profile.
True. But what's worse, that he posts what he's thinking on his Facebook
or that the media covered it.
Or that the media and all these maybe more than just those people that were reading like that seem to give a shit about the situation, but all these other people like us that are reading this.
Yeah.
Like, that's where it's that line of like, well, what's wrong with the situation? But at the same time... It can't be unlawful. to read this stuff?
No, it's
so
not.
You can't bar people from reading
it. But I think I wonder where we're going at a place where somebody who's holding someone hostage becomes entertainment.
Oh yeah,
like that's the part that kills me. Like this man literally put someone else in danger, mm-hmm. and there are people laughing about it. Like mm-hmm. That's the part I don't understand. How in 2 seconds was there not a SWAT team there? Like literally shutting this page. The government censors other shit, but they won't censor this. Like, this is the shit that I feel like should be censored. If we're going to censor anything, censor the stupid shit that people do like this to put other people
Renee,
in danger.
Can I ask you a question? What does the government censor?
They censor everything. Please.
Just tell me. I want a case. I want a specific case.
I'll have to get back to you on that one. The things that I read versus the story, things are censored. Things are always censored. You can't say things aren't censored. You can't say things aren't censored. Tell me that the government does not censor what is being
The government does not tell you what to say.
Tell me that the government does not censor what is being put out.
No, they do not. But what they do, let me tell you what really happens. What they do.
Tell us like it is.
Yes, please do, Matt.
You may not say something, like TV news. They're really kind of too lazy to go look for the story. It's not about someone saying, we don't want to piss anybody off. Because they want to piss somebody off. Come on. Really. Mm-hmm. They'd love to do that.
They just make it up.
But most... No, no. It's make not up even... A story. No, that's too much work. That's, even that's make up a story work. Is too much work. It takes too much time to actually generate fiction.
Okay. So what do they do?
What happens is you get a story. And they always have... They basically just read press releases from both sides. Mm-hmm. And they call it a story. Okay. Mm-hmm. So basically, they're just because they don't have time to investigate or don't care. Or, you know, it's like, for example, you know, so you'd say there's like the, you'd have like global warming. You have this one scientist says it's, they said there's global warming, we're going to drown, you know, the Earth's heating up. Mm-hmm. And the other guy says, no, it's not, you're wrong, you're just trying to, you know, destroy our society.
Okay.
And they're treated as equally valid points. And they're not at all.
So the one that is less valid.
And there's no context or explanation on why which information is more valid or not. It's not talked about, okay, this person's a scientist, they have all these proof facts and things mm-hmm. like that. This other dude quotes research financed by the oil industry. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. sort of like there's no like context. It's just sort of like if something happens, they get both sides. Like there's like they're even, mm-hmm. and they're not always even at all. There's no context.
Nor are the people that are interviewed given the credentials given.
But they're like it's sort of like you know, I could say. The sun comes up. The sun is at highest at noon, and they brought somebody for the Society of the Low Sun, saying it doesn't. It comes up at midnight, and treated like the same exact thing is even two sides of an argument. But really, there's only one side. There's only the right side. The rest is just bullshit. Or some sides more right than others. Or there's context. There's no one really analyzing the information for you. It's more like. They just present press releases from both sides, and that's it. And it's considered. And so you as a human being, you just take the information and go in the center. So if you, that's sort of a human thing. You do that. Like if someone says two sides of the story. And if someone's willing to lie to the extreme, mm-hmm. you can make things go your way.
Oh, yes.
Like I could say, let's for example. Someone could go on TV and call me, say that I like to have sex with 3-year-old girls. Okay? Right?
Ew.
Say that.
That'd be disturbing.
Awful.
I could say, I do not like to have sex with 3-year-old girls. I don't have proof to prove it. But most people see both those and they take the halves. Oh, he probably just molested a 12-year-old.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh.
Oh That's really not funny.
No, it's not.
It's fucking hilarious. However. But
it's awful.
But it's true.
Okay, I get that part. But I get
I'm not. I'm saying the extreme case just to like highlight my point.
No, right. I get it. I get
well highlighted.
Well, no, extremely well highlighted. Because especially when you talk about child abuse in that sense, then I get you. Because if I hear a story about a man, it's more likely that I'm going to say, well, until I know for sure he's totally guilty or totally innocent, I'm going to assume for safety's right. sake that there's a possibility it happened, so I don't trust him. Mm-hmm. I won't. And I won't trust him until I know exactly. one way or the other.
The distrust basically means he's guilty.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And like, even if you get proved innocent, even if you get proved that you're innocent completely, people still don't hear that you were innocent. They just hear that you were guilty and they react mm-hmm. the same way.
The mass majority. Mm-hmm. You're right. You do. Right.
But I just took that as a very extreme case to highlight my point.
Nice job.
So you would well say, done. You well would done. Say, you know, for example, our president, you know, our president tries to be reasonable to some degree. I mean, he does have his things. But when, so he goes and says, I want to do this and that. And you have these people on TV saying, he's a socialist. Mm-hmm. He's not born in this country. Mm-hmm. Yada, yada, yada. There's enough noise where...
It doesn't matter that in order for him to have run for presidency in the first place, somebody would have had to have done their freaking research, you idiots.
But there's enough noise where you sort of have it. Mm-hmm. Like your brain sort of mm-hmm. picks the middle. Mm-hmm. It's a normal thing. And if you're not really paying attention, you know... Well, he might not be really him. And it's just enough noise where if you're not really thinking it through, you just react and you feel that he's not an American. And so on a close election, people aren't paying attention. And that's all that really matters.
But I think it has more to do with I feel like it has a lot to do with the fact that people are more than willing to just take it and not bother to do their own effing research. Yep. I mean, now we're more likely to just take what we hear than say, let me make sure that that's the case. I mean, right. And that's it. We'll just take it. We'll take it for what it is as a society, generally speaking, rather than doing our own research.
And really, most people don't have time to do their own research.
But
really,
why not? How long does it take to do a freaking fucking biography? I mean, Google the man. It tells you where he was born, who his parents are.
But you'll find 20 other sites saying that he's not an American. He was a Muslim. He was secretly trained at a madrasa. And there's just as much that's there intentionally.
That's true. But again, let me just bring it back to the fact he can't run if he isn't obviously. A citizen and or born here. So yeah. Not normal sense. Anybody who has any common sense knows. Anybody who's going to bother to be in politics, the man wouldn't have run if he knew he couldn't be eligible. They wouldn't have let him.
Well,
he wouldn't have gotten that far.
Right.
It could be a conspiracy between the liberals and Al Qaeda.
Don't you think they pick a different candidate?
Yada, 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 blah, blah, bull, and bull some more. The man's been in politics for how many effing years in this country?
It's a secret liberal conspiracy.
People are idiots.
With an evil alliance with the Muslims trying to destroy our country, Mornay. That's a fact.
Right.
Learn. Do your homework. Research. Do your research, Renee. So you would know awesome. This is true.
Ignorance is so amazing.
You know, and really, in 99% of the president shit, it's mostly racism.
Well, yeah.
Because there's enough of a feeling since he's a black guy. He went to Harvard. There's enough people out there, especially that he's black.
God forbid that he's black and intelligent.
Was not. You know, he's not an American.
No.
Because there's no
he
way.
He couldn't possibly have earned his own degree because he's black.
Yes.
He couldn't possibly have gone to Harvard because he's black. Right. He couldn't possibly have kept up with all the white kids because he's black. And yes. God forbid,
he must have got a good
not
deal.
Only is he black, he also has a Muslim name.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you? How dare you, you awful little black little thing? That's really, I'm over it.
You know,
get over it.
We're like an hour and three.
Oh, are we?
Yes, we are.
Oh, that was some nice. Seriously intellectual conversation.
Well, yeah. So what we do here.
That's how we do, girls. How
actually, I think you're going to have to ditch that show because it's like the antithesis of what we're supposed to be doing.
Once in a while.
It's
trash.
It's a joke. Once in a while. It's ironic and it's pithy, and I like the name. It's a tag. It's clever. Okay. So we have to tell our stuff. Hey, Renee.
Hey, remember when I told you at the beginning of the show before we were recorded
okay.
that there was a promise that I wasn't going to keep because this week was a lot more than I thought it was going mm-hmm. to be? That's the promise. So have fun at it, Matt. I was supposed to memorize all of our stuff.
I didn't really want to memorize. All I'm asking you is one question.
Oh, crap.
And you should know this one. It's very simple.
I think I probably already got it right.
So it's very simple. What is our email address?
Intellectuallyshallow@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And I know you can go iShallow Show for Facebook. If you search iShallow, it will come up.
Okay.
And I know, hold on. I don't know our phone number. I will never know.
I never know that either. I always have to look that one up.
What else do I know? Oh, Twitter, we are iShallow Show, right?
That is correct.
Yep, we are iShallow Show for Twitter. Hey, that's everything, right? Except the number, which you can do now.
Okay.
Oh, see?
I told you. I said I couldn't know the number.
I know, but I always told you that. I got everything.
One thing you missed. What's the web address for our leave comments on our blog?
On our blog. Oh, yeah. That's the one I don't remember. I don't know.
I bet you. Let me ask you a question.
Crap. Okay.
I bet you Becky knows the answer.
She's looking at me like, "What are you talking about?"
Put me on the spot.
It's on the refrigerator magnet, Becky.
Oh.
What's the title of the show?
Intellectually Shallow.
.com. It's not that hard.
And then you can leave your
That's for our blog.
That's our blog.
Intellectuallyshallow.com.
Yes.
Oh. Nice. Okay.
And it's also iShallow Show because it's shorter than that. And it's like easier to remember. But both those will take you to the same place.
Oh, nice. iShallow.com.
Intellectual, yeah, iShallowShow.
iShallowShow.com.
iShallow was taken. I did a lot of research when I put this up.
iShallowShow.com or IntellectuallyShallowShow.com.
And you can always leave us a voicemail
at
207-619-3862.
Mm-hmm. Look at that.
I can never remember that number. Yeah. And I remember when I actually created the number. If you go to, it's a Google There's voice a number.
Oh, yeah.
And there was some sort of acronym that was close to the show, but I cannot remember it. And I don't care enough to actually go on like the phone and figure out what it could be. So that's our number. 207-619-3862.
Where do you find that?
What?
When you search for it.
It's the bottom of every posting, Renee.
Oh, okay.
And our,
for Twitter? I mean for...
On our blog.
You know, wow, really?
Intellectuallyshallow.com.
Oh, yeah.
And there's also a little thing that says contact us, and it's all there.
Okay. Is that your phone?
It is.
Hey.
Yeah, okay. Just in time. Well, so bye, everybody.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Thank you for having me.
Ciao.
Yes, thank you for coming.
Oh, well, thanks. Oh, sorry. Thank you, Becky Bottoms, for showing up. Yes,
thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And wait, we didn't even promote the show.
Oh,
wait,
you're right.
She's
you're right.
Here for a reason.
I know. I'm usually pretty good. Okay. Let's promote your
Strut. Let's promote Strut.
Strut.
Our
okay.
Amateur burlesque.
Now
contest.
We're still. Let's talk. We'll talk about Strut. We never even talked about Strut.
No, that's, I can't, you know what, Matt, that is all you.
Blame
you
it on
brought
me.
Her. Absolutely. I'm totally blaming it on you. So take it away, girl. Talk
sorry.
About
we're
shit.
Really sorry. Hopefully we still have some listeners left.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
So, so Strut's an amateur burlesque contest.
Yes.
And it's a really good time.
Where?
You would be surprised at what people can do. Went on stage with no clothes on.
Hey. Look, naked people.
Half naked people.
Half naked people. Naked people.
What are the laws in Maine about that? You know?
In Maine, no vagina. You can be topless.
No vagina.
In fact, my Facebook post today was that at the summer sometime, I plan to exercise my right to engage in activities topless in town.
Oh, yeah.
In town?
I'm gonna pick a day and just...
Oh, I'm not that brave yet. Well,
last summer, there was like the big march.
I can go pretty close with you if you figure something out. If you do something, I will go close.
All right.
I'm not there yet. I'll work it out. But I'll go
There was
close.
A big march in town with all these women walking topless.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
Yes. It was last summer.
That was last summer. I remember hearing about that. Yes. And I do recall people making a stink about it. Like,
I remember the
women
articles.
Of the march were upset that people were taking their pictures and this and that. Which I said, yeah.
If you're going topless in, let's say, Maine, people, come on. How did you not expect the people were not going to react to that?
Yes. Even though it may be your right to go topless, it's not against the law.
We're a pretty conservative
It's still not
state.
A social norm.
No, we're a pretty conservative state.
Definitely not.
I mean, beyond the social... Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, no, so, I say you do that.
We should organize a...
Are you on Facebook?
I say organize a walk, but somebody already organizes that.
What are you on Facebook?
Becky Bottoms.
Becky Bottoms? Becky.Bottoms. Okay, I'll have to find you.
Facebook.com. I will actually join you guys topless for the big march this year.
Ooh.
I will flash my man boobs for
this
the whole
is the
city
smallest
to see.
Top, the smallest top I've had in a long time, so I'm okay with that. It's not big and obnoxious, so work it out.
We don't have to jog down the street.
No. No, that would hurt.
Doesn't matter.
A casual jog through the city.
Little trot.
So where do we find out about what you're doing?
You have to do the trot where you like can... leave like your shoulder stiffy like this so you don't shake your torso to the side.
Is that how you do it?
No, that's how girls do it.
That's girls do what?
If you're like trying to be discreet
no
and
girl,
sort of trot.
I know.
Oh my goodness. Matt, when you have breasts, then really.
I do have breasts, by the way.
I'm not going there.
He needs the man's ear.
I've got the man's ear. I'm almost there.
Oh my.
You know.
So okay, what was it? Strut.
So Strut is our amateur contest that happens once a month on every third Thursday of the month.
Where?
And it's at Gino's Rock Club on Congress Street, Portland, Maine. And yeah, there's a $10 entry fee for the contestants. And if you win, you can win $100 and be entered in the final round. And it's a great time.
I'm going to try to be brave enough to maybe enter. Maybe.
And
it's liberating for sure.
I love being naked. Nudity is not the issue. It's the stage fright that I have to get over, which I was trying to explain earlier.
You could actually get off of the stage and enter the audience and work the audience if that makes it feel more comfortable.
I don't know.
Could be worse.
Well, I don't know. We'll talk. Maybe I'll get some pointers from you about
Renee's a chicken.
I am a chicken. I can't even lie.
Nope.
I love performing. I love being on stage. I love singing. I love dancing. But actually having to do it just makes me have slight of a panic attack every time. Mm. Every time. But I enjoy it so very much, which is why I keep doing it. I just have to find a way to enjoy it as much as the audience is enjoying it. That's what I have to do. Yeah.
Okay.
Pointers from you.
So,
but yeah.
So when is the date of Strut?
So the next Strut is July 21st.
July 21st.
Thursday, July 21st.
Okay.
Okay, good. Because this show will probably go up a week from like Saturday. It'll probably be up at least a week, 2 weeks before. So, and also I will send me the link for Strut, and I will definitely put it on our blog roll, and I will post it in the show notes.
Pass.
Will do.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, now we can end the show because Matt messed up.
Well, I didn't really mess up.
We had a guest here, and you forgot about our guest.
What?
Try to blame me.
I'm totally blaming you.
Kind Absolutely. Of a host are you?
Exactly. I mean, really. Really. What kind of host are you? We'll see you next week, guys.
I give you plenty of opening. I give you plenty of opening to talk. Okay. No.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.